Good morning, or afternoon, because Rebecca took up more time than she was given. My name's Ian Moran. I'm a rehabilitation officer for people with a vision impairment. I also chair the Welsh Rehab Officers Forum, which is the professional body for rehab workers here in Wales. Today I want to talk to you about what a rehabilitation officer does. And I want to give an example of how we can work effectively together to get the best rehab outcomes for people with sight loss. And finally, I want to highlight some of the concerns that we have and give you an update on what we're trying to do to remedy these. So what does a rehabilitation officer do? Well, we primarily work in a social care setting and sensory or early intervention and preventative teams. And what we're trying to do is we work with individuals with sight loss or a vision impairment, also their family, friends, carers, and alongside other professionals as well. And what we're trying to do is promote independence, increase confidence, and reduce the risk of accident and injury. And we do that by reteaching lost skills, or in some cases, teaching new skills that people with sight loss may need to undertake tasks that people who are sighted take for granted every day. So this is an example of how I worked in partnership with a few colleagues, and it's an abstract from Steve's story. 6 years ago, Steve had a TIA, which is like a small bleed on the brain, and he lost all his vision in his right eye. At the time, he said he could manage, and his main concern was staying in employment and looking after his wife, who was terminally ill. Unfortunately, his wife passed away, and he said like this was a really difficult time for him, but again, his focus was on his family. 2 years ago, Steve had a further TIA and lost a substantial amount of vision in his left eye. He was receiving treatment at the Heath Hospital in Cardiff, and it was just by chance he was coming back through Cardiff with his daughter, and he'd seen someone go into Warnaby Street CIB and RNIB offices, and his daughter encouraged him to go in and, you know, find out a little bit more and ask for advice. So Steve went in, and a referral was then made to us at the social services. Steve was a high priority, and the reasoning behind that is because he was living alone. He didn't have a support network in place, and he was having falls, and again, he was very isolated and lonely. So we went out, we did the assessment, and we identified a few things which are on the board here. He was unable to access text, unable to use the phone effectively. He was afraid to go out alone, and he'd become isolated. Now, these outcomes or these issues are what rehabilitation officers see every day. So what did we do? Well, we made a referral into our Welsh Low Vision Service, which was fantastic because we needed to find out what Steve's eye health was like, but also what his functional vision was like as well. And what they did is they did a low vision assessment, and they identified all that for us, but they also prescribed low vision aids, which was a real win for both Steve and myself, because he can now access text, so that meant he could read his letters, he could read cooking instructions, manage his medication. So what we did then is we looked at some training using his iPhone. We were talking about technology earlier this morning. I forget who it was who was talking, but Steve had already been an iPhone user and was familiar with it, but he just couldn't see the screen. So we looked at setting up some accessibility options using VoiceOver. And what that meant for him is he was able to use the phone now. Instead of just waiting for people to call him, he could actively phone people and speak to them. So we could send texts, emails, and also update his social media. But later on, as we were got further and further along the rehab process, he started using GPS and downloading apps so he could plan routes before he even left the house. So we did an orientation and mobility program. Like I mentioned earlier, Steve was having lots of falls outside, and he was very afraid to go out. So what we did is I recommended the use of a long cane. So we looked at straight line travel to identify what was going on in the environment and to keep him safe. But we, as the routes built in complexity, we started looking at road crossings, controlled and uncontrolled. And again, you know, Steve's confidence started to increase, and so did his skills. So that meant I could start stepping back a little bit. But then, obviously, with the confidence came the more complex routes. So we had to start looking at trains and bus travel. So again, I worked with Steve for just under 6 months. And before he ended my involvement, I made a referral to Cardiff Institute for the Blind, back into them. And they just employed a community development officer. And like one of the things Steve said to me was he wanted to get back swimming, wanted to get fit and healthy again, which is great, you know. So we did the training to get to the leisure centre. But what Cardiff Institute for the Blind did is they did visual awareness training with the staff, and also accompanied Steve the first few times. So as I say, I ended my involvement, but it was just before Christmas last year. I went down to CIB offices. I like to pop down there every now and again to see what they're doing. And they were showing me some of the pictures of some of the groups that they run. And I was flicking through them, and I was made up. I seen a picture of Steve. He was playing walking football. I seen another picture of him riding a bike. And I seen another picture of him with a group of people in the middle sharing a laugh in the pub. So it just goes to show, you know, how we can work together effectively to get the best outcomes. Like, Steve still has the same problems he had before the, our rehab intervention, but he's now got the skills to actually take those challenges head on. So some of the issues and concerns that we've got, the Welsh Rehab Officers Forum, well, we haven't heard this number, but I hear it all the time. There's an estimated 107,000 people with a significant sight loss living in Wales. We've got 38 full-time posts across the 22 regions. You know, I know there's some key mathematicians, I think Rebecca's one. But what she said, well, what that means is our services are heavily oversubscribed. So, you know, that has an impact. People are waiting, you know, for over 12 months to be seen by a rehabilitation officer. A lot can happen in those 12 months. For example, falls. Sandy and Kelly are going to be talking after us today, and I'll tell you a little bit about falls. But also people can become isolated very quickly. And again, this can have a massive impact on the mental health. Another concern for us is the number of roadies that are set to retire. We estimate between 25 and 30% over the next 10 years. And we've just got nothing in place to replace these people. And again, people are falling through the net. It was just by chance that Steve seen someone going into Warnaby Street. And you know, you hate to think what would have happened if he didn't have the courage to go in and ask for support. Another concern for us is people are getting screened out of rehabilitation assessments or even being assessed by unqualified staff. So what are we going to do? What are we asking for? Well, we think we need to raise awareness of the role of the rehabilitation officer within health, social care, and also the general population, so people know what is available to them. We need to establish plans for future workforce development and encourage people into the profession. We have been feeding into the iCare delivery plan, and Jonathan will talk a little bit more about that later, and State of the Nation report for both rehab and habilitation to try and accurately map out services and also gaps in services. We need to work with local authorities and local health boards to develop clearer referral routes. You know, we've got some excellent examples of great practice here in Wales. We just need to mirror these where areas where it's not working properly. Obviously, one of the things I was tasked with was to look at professional registration of the workforce. Again, this is something that's a high priority for us. Obviously, we want to make sure that the standards are high and that people are meeting the standards, and that workers are accountable for the work that they're doing. And I think finally, speaking on behalf of all rehabilitation officers, we want to ensure all people who have a vision impairment have timely access to rehabilitation services, no matter where they live in Wales. We need to avoid this postcode lottery of in one area you can be seen with under 2 weeks, and in another area you have to wait 12, 18 months. You know, we're already falling under best practice guidelines, which suggest there should be one rehab worker for every 70,000 of the population. I just want to thank Steve for letting me share a part of his story. And again, I thank everybody who was involved in the rehabilitation process with him. And thank you all for listening. Pass it over to Jonathan.